Amathono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Alingali tshona njani olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 9 kuNhlolanja 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ingxabangxoza esebandleni le-MDCT iqhubekela phambili ngemva kokungenela kwemuli kamnumzana Morgan Tswangirai. Amabandla ezombusazwe athi ilizwe alikalungiseleli ukhetho oluzayo okungenza impumela yalo ingemukeleki. Umdlali wenguqu uCosta Marazike obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo ubekwa emathuneni eWest Park kobulawayo lamhla. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Ingxabangxoza ekubandla le-MDCT iqhubekele phambili ngemva kokungenela kwemuli kamnumzana Morgan Tswangirai. Abasekeli bakaTswangirai ababalisa omnumzana Nelson Chamisa lo Elias Mutsuri kanye lonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe bonke bayala beloko besithi yibo abaphethe isikhundla somkhokheli waleli bandla yena oyelatshwa esibhedlela seSouth Africa. Umsakazo weSABC ukhulume labantwana kunye lomne wabo kaTswangirai abathi akulamuntu oseke wakhuluma loTswangirai ngaphandle kukamnumzana Mtsuri. Abaningi bathi lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi imuli kaTswangirai isekela uhlangothi lukaMtsuri. Yena uMtsuri lamuhla wethule umbiko kuTwitter egcizelela ukuthi nguye ufanele aphathe isikhundla somkhokheli. Kodwa umnumzana Chamisa laye wethule wakhe umbiko ngobulembo obufanayo esithi useqalisile umsebenzi kulandela umbiko wethulwe isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Tswangirai umnumzana Luke Tamborinyoka kuthange laizolo okhomba ukuthi nguye ukufanele aphathe lesi sikhundla. Isikhulumeli se-MDCT umnumzana Obed Gutu usanda kugcizelela ukuthi imbiko eqotho eyaleli bandla yethulwa nguye ngakho abantu bangalaleli okuthiwo ngumnumzana Tamborinyoka. Kodwa umnumzana Tamborinyoka ugcizelele ukuthi yena wethula imbiko evela kumnumzana Tswangirai njengenhlala yenza. Ngakwelinye icele inkosazana Thokozani Khuphe usanda kwethula umbiko kuTwitter esithi nguye okufanele aphathe isikhundla sikaTswangirai ngoba wakhethwa kumhlangano weCongress njengomsekeli wakhe. Kukanti omnumzana Chamisa loMdzuri baphongukuphiwa nje izikhundla abakuzo ngumnumzana Tswangirai. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe.
Into le inkulu owedlula abantu abalingiswa abaphakathi kwayo ma ungayibheka njengedrama. So angikhona ukuthi ngithi mina orong ku-MDC ngulolo lalo. Umthamisi omncane uye nguye odemonstrata ukungabi ne-democracy engqondweni ukubusa kwabantu. Yikuthi kunokwe-tribalism elokho ku-MDC. Not yokuthi amaNdebele versus amaShona. UTswangirai noMthamisa kuthiwa ngamakaranga ngesishona ma ususimadala ekudabulayo esishona. Njengoba sengisuka kufuze ngitshiyele umfana mlo esikarangeni. UDouglas Monzora o-MDC naye ugqiba ukuthi njengoba wayefake kwathiwa ngu-Secretary General so kusho ukuthi okumele ukuthi kubuse yena. Uma Khuphe singathi thina okwamanje akumelanga ukuthi ngawukhalela ukuthi ungupresident. Kufuze ukuthi ngawukhalela ukuthi akuyevotwa if lingithalenje asihambeni siyevota. But ukuthi abasesithi ukuthi naye kunjalo ngoba wakhethwa eminyakelani eyadlulayo kudala ayisikho kuthi esikubhekeleyo. Engingababongela khona ngibaphakamise ngakho yilokhu abakwenze ukuthi baye e-Cape Town ngoba i-Cape Town bekungaso party ngokuzwisisa kwami. I-Cape Town kuhlanganwe under the auspices of an NGO besiyadiscussa ukuthi how can coalitions work. Ukuzibona ukugula kwabantu be-MDC abavele bebheke iphaka kuphela. Westman Ncube isikhicamfundo uthi yena akaye ngoba kube kulabantu abangabevizwe khonapho. What kind of a coalition is that? Ubithi umuntu ohlonitshwa kuthiwa ufundile naye seyi the same thing. Really, ukuthi kuthiwe laba abantu bazosusa iZimbabwe enkingeni eziphakathi kwayo angazi kuyobe kungenela umlimi ngoba ngokubona kwamanje yho hayi kunzima. Kalakade enkemenkeme yendaba le esiphakathi kwayo.
Ubona kusenzakalani lapha? Ukuthoni lokho kubandla le ZANU PF kumbe elikankosikazi Mjuri?
Ibandla le MDC selidabukile phakathi dadewethu and ungacabangela ukuthi lingabuya libuyele emuva futhi. Bazondana laba abantu 1-2 bathanda amandla. Ngoba babuza bonke thina abanye siyaxoxa nabanye babo 1-1. Yabuthi bathi ha vele lo hantu mzili utshangira ulo bangenele ukuthi sokuyimpilo ekuphefumula nokungaphefumula. Ozoyima iZANU PF vele has always operated like that. Abantu bakhumbula ukuthi uJonathan watshela umhlaba wonke ukuthi ekhampena laphana etholojo wayesponswa ngumnankagwa. But thina sathi nje ukuthi umnankagwa ngowezanu ngeke ayenze into enjalo. So iZANU kungenzela ukuthi ilakho ilesandla kulokho okwenzakala ku-MDC. So kuyinikeza okuyi-advantage ethize. But wonke umuntu njalo obhekayo into zepolitics eZimbabwe uyakubona ukuthi it's going to be very difficult for umnankagwa especially as president ukuthi awin election apart from ukuthi benze ukudlangudlangu nenkani njengoba vele iphaya ngkhona bayithatha ngesibhamu. So it doesn't give them that advantage. It kunika ipicture yokuthi lokho kuyenza ukuthi futhi mase besithi bayariga for example. Bengariga bese kubanika-ke lokhuyani engathi ligunya lokuthi batshele umhlaba ukuthi vele besithi singadliwa thina ngamaphathi ayi-70 bonke la divided ashiya amalokhuzela umjuru ibangahlanganisa amakhanda baxoxe baphume le nto eprinciple kungayenzakala ukuthi labo abasele ngale kule MDC encane kuphinde kungala kungasonto yalutho.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz.
Amavandla aphikisayo athi ukhetho oluza kuba khona lonyaka lusoze lube lukhululekile ngenxa yesimo sezombangazwe esikhona elizweni kathesi. Lokhu kukhulunywe emhlanganweni obuhlaziywa ukuba ilizwe lilungiselele na ukhetho olukhululekileyo olunempumela engasoze iphikiswe na oqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe, i-PRIZ. Umathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Amabandla akumanyano we-People's Rainbow Coalition aphumele ezikhalazo ezimbalwa athi kumele zilungisiswe andubana ukhetho lwenziwe. Isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu umnumzana iPitule Maphosa uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe ligcwele udlakela njalo ibutho yilo eseliphethe intambo zombuso. Uthi ibandla elibusayo eleZANU PF kusukela kudala alikaze lifihle ukuthi lisebenzisa ibutho, amapholisa kanye lezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ukwethusela abantu ukuze balivotele.
Ama-law enforcement agents, amapholisa labanye isikhathi esiningi babangama-spectators udlakela lolusenzakale violence-isenzakale. Kwesinye isikhathi they take iside yama-perpetrators such that now I'm a victim of violence, especially electoral violence. Sasenapo, si wana ama abuto, after uchatungu usolo awa genzile, awa neiwa, awa kuru, sebe cheta ma position ku government.
UMaphosa ugqibe ngokuthi kumele njengamabandla aphikisayo baphoqe uhulumende ukuthi aqondise imithetho ekhangela ukhetho kunxuswe inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezifana le-African Union ukuthi zizohlola ukhetho. Uthi bekumele njalo lezi nhlanganiso zinxuswe ukuthi zizokhangela uhlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota olugqitshwe kuyona le iviki. UMaphosa uthi kumele uluhlu lwamabizo abantu ababhalisele ukuvota lunikezwe amabandla aphikisayo masinyane kuthi amaphephandaba kanye lemisakazo kahulumende inikeze amabandla aphikisayo isikhathi esifanayo.
Oqala i-United Nations kumele beyibize izokhangela loku observer uhlelo lwama elections bona sebephuzile sokuphuzile ukwenzakala lokho bebemele bebuye esiqalisa iregistration then i tender process yokudinga ama voters roll i ballot paper kumele ama political parties wonke ebe involved ku process yankona
isikhulumiso manyana we PRC umnumzana Methuseli Moyo uthi umumo okhona khathesi wehlukile ngoba into ezazisenzakala kuqala nxa kulokhetho zazisenzakala ngaphansi kombuso womuntu ongasobutho i-civilian rule owayesebenzisa ibutho. Ethi khathesi ibutho yilo eselibusa ngakho umuntu ngitsho lamapholisa aphilela evalweni.
Le government yamasotsha asethethe umbuso nokwabo angaba sendiwa sesebenzisa ama-civilian njengoba besebenzisa umnanda ezibenza abantu president.
Umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso eqoqela umbuthano e-APRIS umnumzana Sidumo Bebe uthi njengoba sebehluzile babona ukuthi ukhetho alusoze lube lukhululekile nxa kungaqondiswanga imithetho sebeza kusa udaba lolu enkantolo ukuze kungakhalwa nxa sekonakele
izakhamizi zithezwe na kufanele ukuthi inhlanganiso enkantolo ukwenzela ukuthi ibambe ngamandla uhulumende ukuba enze ukhetho lukhululeke ngoba abafuna ukuthi nxa sebevotile bese kubuya futhi sokusiba sokukhanya ukuthi ukhetho lube lomkhonyovu.
Ukhetho lukhangelelwe ukuba khona enyangeni kaNtulikazi kodwa seluqalile udlakela emabandleni ezombusazwe. Kuviki ezimbili ezidluleyo umongameli we-PRC unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru labasekeli bebandla lakhe batshaywa ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF abanye babo babotshwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Alingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kHz. Kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk namhla sixoxa ngengqaba ngqoza ekubandla le MDCT kambe izaphela njani. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ale balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave laku short wave 13860 kHz. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump usesayine umthetho ozavumela ukuthi uhulumende engazavala okwesikhatshana. Unozindaba wokwele Ethiopia u-Iskinder Nega lamalunga ebandla eliphikisayo amabili bayalile ukusayina incwadi zokubakhulula ejele besithi zibhalwe abangavumelani lakho. Abantu abaningi bakhala ngokwenzakala kubandla le-MDCT besithi lilakho ukubhidlika nxa kungaqhubekela phambili ukulwisana lokhu bekubangwa isikhundla sikamongameli webandla umnumzana Mokentswangirai. Ake sizwe abanye abantu bekhuluma ngodaba lolu kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obe-Facebook bu-Law Gibbs Dube.
Hey futhi abalolu lunzima baba kangazi ukuthi kahle kahle ube kufuna nje ukuthi aluba kungatholakala ukuthi bakhulumisane bazwane bakwazi ukuthi baxazulule izinto kube khona onguyongakhetha
kodwa kuyenza kungenzakala yini kono ukuthi bahlale phansi bakhulume ngakho
Ya khona umuntu oke kumela kwenze nguye nalo ubabuzwa ngirayo ophathekile. Kumela kwazi ukuthi akhulumisane nabo njengoba umuntu ophathekile akwazi ukuthi kwabe nomuntu amqondisayo ukuthi lona nguye ongabamba for rantini nami ngizomile njalo ngibe right kanjalo yabo.
So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini mzala?
Ya khona kuyalungiseka. Kuyalungiseka abantu babe khulumisana kuyalungiseka uma kungahlalwa phansi ukhethe kathi kuyakhulumisana. Yalungiseke.
Kodwa phela uyakwazi ukuthi asibhoke isibayasinye phela, amthokazi?
Yebo, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunjalo.
So kwenziwa njani? Ungakuthi inkunzi sibili zithobelene nesesibayeni khona?
Hayi, inkunzi sokudingakala ukuthi kuboniswane. Kuyaboniswane. Phela la le nto lena uyenzela wena wedwa, ngithi uyenzela umphakathi waseZimbabwe ukuthi lapho uyazi ukuthi ufuna ukuthi senze so. Kungcono ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba ngeke kuze kusize. Lakhona bangimadonselwana kuye le kuye le akunakhetho zethu oluzoluwina. Ukuthi uzondoza kuthi kanjalo so ngcono ukukhulunyiswane kwazakale kahle lanxa siwazi ukuthi siyavota sivota ngendlela emeye kahle sikwazi ukuthi sivotela abantu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke mzilikazi Talent Mabula, ungadelela kusasa baba.
Okay, thank you, siyabonga.
Ye, wathi sithathe ke ukuqinisela Vivante Dabengwa.
Hey, udaba lolo ngisiyaluzwa baba Dube, liyasethusa kakhulu ukuthi kambe ngathi sokukhangelela ukuthi ukhetho lube lonyaka sokuqalisa ukudonselana futhi. Ha kuyasethusa kakhulu. Kuyasithengisa njalo ukuthi hatshi ukuthi izanu PF sezahlala embusweni ngoba laba abaphikisanayo khanya hhayi abalalutho abaluhlosileyo bafuna izikhundla kuphela la. Yabonga.
Ye, ngizokuthiwa sesilo baba-ke uNkosana Nkosi.
Eyi, udaba lolu mina luyabe loko lufana nje leminyaka yonke kuthi akusoze kutshintshe lutezilo ngomncankakho yikhona phana kuphela. So nathi sikhaya ukuthi njengoba umdala layo utswankirade simkhangele ukuthi mhlawumbe singamfaka esikhundleni mhlawumbe laye ngaphola manje sikwazi ukuthi njengoba egula kuyahamba kanjani.
Pho-ke nxa wena sokhangele sibili kuphathwa njani khonokho kungazani abantu akuba kuphathi kahle
lama kungiphathi kahle ngoba ukudonisela kazele kuyabe kukhona into kuyagcina kubanga into elizweni.
Kuyaba ngani kakhulu?
Kuyabanga into elizweni. Ngoba ma kulokudonisela la obvious akulani into engahamba into zonke zale ziloko zidonisele emuva endele lizwe labe lisifa kusiya phambili.
Ye, hayi sibongile kakhulu Mfokankosi ungadelela kusasa.
Siyabonga.
Ye, mbese ngithatha ke ubaba uGary Thwala Jackson zothatha usekhona ecingweni.
Mina ke mfowethu ake ngithi kubantu beZimbabwe imbuletho yeZimbabwe into enhle leyo yenzakala ku-MDC ubudlwangudlwangubona labo sibona abo senzakala buyinto enhle kakhulu njalo ngizalichazela nje kahle umbono wami okuthi why ngisithi into enhle kakhulu leyi. Senke ngakhuluma kakhulu ngokuthi abantu esilabo laba eZimbabwe esibabiza ngama-leaders and stuff akusiwo ama-leaders. Ubudlwangudlwangu obukhona ku-MDC buyalisiza ukuze liboneke kuvele bhadla ukuthi you don't have leaders. These people don't have the people's, they are not representing the people's interests, but they represent bona izibafuna izikhundla balwela izikhundla njengamanje.
Alolo ke bekuluhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook lilo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. Kunjalo nje ngenxa yokuqhakatheka kokuthi kube lenhlelo ezingenza ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane ngobuhle bokuvota labantu abazabavotela, inhlanganiso yabo nozindaba eyemisa Zimbabwe isisungule indlela zokukhulumisana ebulenjini ezanceda ukuthi abantu baxoxisane ngezokhetho. Okuningi sikuzweni kuntathela izindaba yeStudio 7 uGibson Bebe eseHarare.
Ulembu lowo kuthiwa ivote 263 lwasebenza kakhulu ngokhetho luka-2013 lwaze lwahlonitshwa zingqungquthela zobulembu igugu, njalo ukuvuselela kwabo kuzakwenza ukuthi kube lenhlelo eziningi zokukhulumisa mayelana ngezokhetho. Ngesikhathi abantu abaningi bekhala ngodubo lwezindaba zamanga, ukuvula kwe-Vote Watch kuza ngenjabulo enkulu kulabo abasebenzisa ubulembu we-intanethi ukubala izindaba. Ekhuluma ngalolu hlelo omela imisa Zimbabwe kundaba zobulembu be-intanethi, uNkosikazi Kholiwa Majama uthe bayakuqakathekisa ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane ku-intanethi.
I-Vote Watch 263 i-project enzwa yimisa Zimbabwe ekhangelele ukubona ukuthi abantu jikelele eZimbabwe bathini ngokhetho luka-2018. I saw Project 10 just yesterday. I yenza ngo 2013. Kodwa ngo 2013 yayijonge ukukhangela izehlakalo nje. Kodwa kulolu khetho sikhangelela ukuthi abantu bathini ngendaba ye registration. Baza kuthini ngesikhathi kulama rally. Ama politicians kumbe laba babe bencintisana kukhetho babe besithini. Njalo ekuthoni khonoko babe bebabuzisisa ukuthi sike sakukhethela wena ngokhetho oluphelileyo luka 2013 kuyini okutsha okuletha kithi.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumgcini sihlalo weMzimbabwe umnumzana Thabani Moyo, yena othe lokhu bazakwenza ukuthi bathole imbono yekhetho eshiyeneyo kungela kuthuselana ngomnyaka wokhetho.
The Vote Watch program is part of our access to information campaign, which is aimed at galvanizing the voices of Zimbabwe to get as diverse as possible information across the country. We have a healthy mix of professional journalists and citizen journalists who are scattered within the 12 provinces of our country.
Umsakazi njalo eyintatheli izindaba eleminyaka eminingi isenza lomsebenzi umnumzana John Masuku uthe iVote Watch iqhakathekile ukuthi abasebaphandleni sebesenza ukukhuluma ngodaba lwabo mayelana lezokhetho ngendlela ezilula. Uphinde wacela imisa ukuthi izame ukupha abasemakhaya umakhalekhukhwini ukuze benelise ukubala okuyabe kusenzakala kukhasi leli.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi imbiko ivele kuzo zonke indawo kumagumbi amane omhlaba. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi khathesi lokhu esisazama njengelizwe ukuthi imbiko le ehamba ngamagagasi, ehamba ngezincingo zethu kumakhalekhukhwini, ifike ebantwini abajiyeneyo kakhulu emaphandleni. Kodwa-ke njengesibanga sakuqala esokuthi labo bakwejayele, ngibona kuyinto eqakathekileyo kakhulu. Njalo esikucelayo kulabo abakwenzayo ukuthi benelise ukubona ukuthi labo basemaphandleni banamafoni njalo balakho okungabanceda okunjengama-bundles ukuthi benelise ukuthola le imbiko, ngoba isekuyisibanga esesingena kiso esingeke sabuyela emuva.
Enye intatheli izindaba elodumo umnumzana Njabulo Ncube uthe okwenze imisa sokwenelisa ukuthi uZulu athole indaba zasemaphandleni zona ezandise ukuswelakala kumaphephandaba amakhulu.
Iprogramu le lontshwe imisa yasincedisa ukuthi sithole ama-citizen journalist ukuthi athumele intatheli ethumele information, ethumele ama-reports. Ama-reports lawa abese efakwa ku-social media njalo esetholakala ukuthi efikele abanye.
IVote Watch 263 ikhangelele ukunceda intatheli izindaba ngokuzazisa okwenzakala emaphandleni okuzawanceda ekubhaleni indaba zabo zokhetho. Umgcini sihlalo wemisa uMoyo ungezele wathi lokhu bakwenze ngemva kokunanzela ukuthi amaphephandaba amakhulu awananzi indaba zemaphandleni. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to Pogine. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, Ilambaling Comine.
Woza Friday my sweetie. Kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi osedume kakhulu ngomculo wakhe owe Afro Soul awubiza ngelokuthi Gregory Music. Ethathela kugama lakhe uGregory yena engowakoNcube. Uhlangane lomsangazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda kobulawayo nampo ke bexoxisana.
Sebabanengi abaculi kodwa uthathunqa abacula imidumo etshiyeneyo yokujabulisa uZulu. Uhlelo lwethu Woza Friday kulapho yena bathola khona abanye babo kuleli viki nangwe simphetheyo.
Bona nibalaleli, igama lami nguGregory Lovejoy Ncube, kodwa isibongo singesakho Sibanda. UNcube isibongo sakho malume. Ngaqala ukucula ngisasemncane, ngisesikolo ngaze ngathola ama recording companies bangisayina. Ngisekira music kwamanje. Umculo wami mina ngiyobiza ngithi yiGrege Music ngoba ngihlanganisa imiculo ehlukehlukeneyo ukuthi kuphume le yami mina umculo, kodwa usungawubiza uthi Afro Soul, kodwa ngiyobiza ngithi Grege Music.
Ngithandi Barcelona, black and white. Ngithandi Barcelona, black and white. Black and white. Gira music, why bona kuphi?
Utabela ngicambo elikhulu labantu yalelo sibhozo. Sokwenze umculo wakho wangena ebantwini kakhulu emathelelene. Vele usebenza nobani ukuphela umculo omnandi kanje Gregory?
Benzeni kwami komculo ngisebenza lo Clarence Garura, umanager we Killer Music, ngisebenzeke lo Bebe we Velocity Records, ngisebenza lo Joe Maseko we House of Fighting Sounds. Yibo bantu esisebenza labo. Ekuhlabeleni kwami ngengoma zeBhoso, iBhoso ngiyithande ngikhula, ngisasemncane njalo iyade ngiyazi ngikhangelela phezulu, ikhonte kuhle ngiculele i-album leli engilenze kathesu Asifuni Bumbulu elile 17 tracks, i-dedication ye Highlanders Football Club ngothando.
Sikuhlelo Woza Friday siphethe umhlabeleli usiqandazile ngengoma zakhe zehala ngaphosa nguGregory Mfala kaNcube lowo yena ke selamadlaladi amathathu elithe lisanda kuphuma lethi Asifuni Bumbulu. Bathina abantu njalo ubona njani kusasa yakho?
Kwakathi sabantu bayayamukela njalo bayafisa ukuthi balindile ukuthi album lelinzo likhipha nini, kodwa lisokusele nje iviki ukuthi ngazise abantu ukuthi album zolikhipha nini. Bayalijabulela abantu, bayalithanda, bayalifuna. Njalo ngemva kweminyaka ethile ngibona ngizabe sengumuntu osezingeni eliphezulu ngokusebenza engikwenzayo. Ngithembisa abantu ukuthi hayi, ngizayenza okungcono kulalokho engikwenza kathesi, ngoba indlela esebenza ngayo le mculo engikhipha ngayo lokho usiba lokukhula lokukhula kusiya phambili.
Baningi abaculi abacula ngeqembu leHighlanders Phoso bezama ukuthi abalandeli baleli qembu babasekele ngokuthenga ingoma zabo. UGregory ezakhe uzibheke ngobunono wobukhulu, ziyalaleleka, ziyagideka njalo ziyaqumbaqumba, ikakhulu nxa umlandeli wenguqu usekela iqembu likamakhephula ezimnyama ngenkani amahlolanya maphela iHighlanders Phoso. Isikhathi sethu wa baleleli sesiphelile, kodwa yeyi yeyi Asifuni Bumbulu thina bese kuhlelo Woza 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 Friday khonisana impela viki yenu igama lami ngezo Jesus Banda.
Asifuni Bumbulu, Kira Music. Asifuni Bumbulu, no 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 no. Asifuni Bumbulu, no 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 no. Madlela bathe
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu.
Libona ngakhala la, libona ngakhala la. Libona ngakhala la, sina Asifuni Bumbulu.
Lalela phe
Master is serious, sina Asifuni Bumbulu. Master is serious, sina Asifuni Bumbulu. Tshelo kutya bowa manje, sina Asifuni Bumbulu. Madlela batshele
ihlaleleni lapha, siwa njalo nje, nejuleleni lapha, siwa njalo nje, nejaleleni lapha, siwa njalo nje.
Alek Lalele fek
Asifuni Bumbulu, no 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 no. Asifuni Bumbulu, no 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 no. Madlela bathe
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu,
Asifuni Bumbulu, Asifuni
Bumbulu, Asifuni Bumbulu. Lalela asibathele imali zethepa nisuphela
nisuphela
Asifuni Bumbulu uGregory cula ke ingoma ezithiwa Reggae Music. Esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo kusasa. Igama nguChris Gande, lilani.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.